Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jasmine and Tasmia with your 10 a.m. Zlines. In local news, this morning thousands of CMFEU workers strike off of Sky Ring Terrace worksite in Newstead and march towards Brisbane Parliament House in protest. The workers protest the LNP's government's cancellation of best practice industry conditions and its dangerous proposed laws to Queensland work health and safety laws. The Crisafulli government are implementing a delay in union officials from entering work sites to investigate safety breaches and pushing workers to continue work under dangerous conditions. Leading the rally is Jenny Newport, whose son died of heat stress in 2013 on a coal seam gas pipeline construction near Roma Street, and Jess Whitten, the mother of a 17-year-old worker who died last year after a fall on a building site in Brisbane. Electrical Trades Union Secretary Peter Ong stated, "The Crisafulli government has attacked construction workers who are building this state, using the mantra of productivity. The LNP has thrown the door open for dodgy builders and developers whose only motive is profit." In national news, Independent Senator Fatima Payman has accused Pauline Hanson of racism after the One Nation senator tried to table a letter questioning Payman's ability to sit as a senator. Payman said that Hanson was a disgrace to the human race, called her a racist, and holding up important Senate proceedings which Senator Hanson requested to be withdrawn. Senator Payman was forced to withdraw her claim of racism, and Hanson was allowed to table the letter as per Senate conventions. Liberal Party Senators Katie Gallagher and Anne Rustin said the decision does not reflect the views of the party and that no speech would be made from Hanson about the letter. Senator Lydia Thorpe also spoke up in support of Payman, throwing the Senate agenda of the day at Hanson and walking out, middle finger raised.
American lawmakers have urged President Joe Biden to pardon Julian Assange, warning they are deeply concerned his guilty plea deal sets a worrying precedent for prosecuting journalists and whistleblowers. Assange was freed in June after pleading guilty to violating U.S. espionage law in the publication of leaked documents about the Afghanistan and Iraq wars. Representatives for Congress James McGovern and Thomas Massey called for Biden to pardon Assange in a letter, stating he should send a clear message that the U.S. government will not target or investigate journalists and media outlets simply for doing their jobs. In international news, students from Dongduk Women's University in Seoul have protested the school's plan to admit male students for 16 days, forcing classes to move online and the cancellation of a planned job fair. University administration had been discussing plans to allow men into its design and performing arts departments without input from the female students who live and study on campus. Students currently sit in the university's main building and refuse to end occupation until the complete withdrawal of the co-ed plans. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.